looking to see that Akron Fairgrove and North Huron are going to end up playing each other here, and it's going to be a rematch for the title. And I've got to say, I think Akron Fairgrove might come out of there with the win.
You know, I don't know how they did in the regular season. I know their overall records were extremely close. It'll be interesting. I think North Huron's keys to that certainly are, can Dice stay out of foul trouble? Can he play the full 32 minutes? I think that's a huge key. I also think Kevin Rice can score some baskets and be an offensive force. North Huron has the tools to win that game. Now, whether they will or not, I'm not sure. But if you're going to take Fairgrove, just play devil's advocate, I'll take North Huron.
All righty. So we think coming out of that, it'll either be Fairgrove or North Huron. Good luck to those guys. Quickly, we'll take a look at the Class C that's going to be held here. And the first game that's going to be carried on Cruise 102 next week will be over at Cass City. Ubley takes on the Cass City Redhawks. Ubley comes in at 7-3, second in the Greater Sum Conference, 16-4, and they go up against Cass City, who's been an up-and-down team. Who do you think is going to win that?
Well, Cass City's really been a downward spiral the last 3 to 4 weeks. And Ubley almost seems like they're going the other direction, upward tick. So I'm gonna pick Ubley in that.
You know, but then they have been up and down, up and down. We've had a couple of games with them and on the radio. And one thing, though, is they come in last night and they almost beat Reese, and they had a high-scoring game. So you never know what's going to happen there. But I have the likes of Ubley also there. Another matchup is Bad Axe at USA. They've had two big games. USA's won both of them. Bad Axe is 3-9. USA's 16-14. USA's 6-6. And 11-9. So,
well, I gotta go with USA.
I think USA also, because I actually think USA is probably going to be in the championship game here. Then the winner awaits the Lakers on that matchup, and I think if it's USA, they're going to go right on and be in the championship. The other matchup, that key matchup that I think a lot of people are going to be interested into watching and hearing and listening to on Monday night, is going to be Sandusky Harbor Beach rematch after last night and the 6 free throws missed down the stretch. In the last minute three-pointer that went up, I think that's going to be a really good game on Monday night.
Well, I think it's going to be an outstanding game. It's a matchup of two teams that both won a low-scoring game. It was a two-point game, 36-34 last night. 38-36, I'm sorry. The style that both teams want. Tough for Harbor Beach, or I'm sorry, for Sandusky to come up here and probably win back-to-back games. But because I picked them last night, I'm going to ride them again and pick them to a little mini upset again the first round of district.
I'm going with Harbor Beach. I like what Ron Rubel's got. I think that heart and desire is going to come out of that team. They're going to be hungry for a little bit more hardware, and they got the opportunity to get that hardware here on their home court. Unfortunately, their next matchup will be with Ubley, and I think Ubley will come in here and beat Harbor Beach on their court this time because I think Ubley's going to be ready to go. They finally got their bigs working together. They got their guards a little bit stronger than they were. That's been the weak point for them. Eric Booms is finally playing up to the potential he needs to be playing for Ubley. So I think Ubley's going to come in and upset Harbor Beach, and I think you're going to see an Ubley USA game, Greater Sum East, Greater Sum West, and I'm going to go with Ubley to take the win there.
Well, your hometown, I can't believe you pick Ubley. I also agree. I think Ubley's going to make it to that point, whether it's Harbor Beach or Sandusky they beat. I definitely think they'll be in the finals. I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to pick Lakers in the upset of USA. They got the bye. They played them extremely tough over at their home court. We had that game a few weeks ago, and they're playing better. Coach Majeski's got them playing well. That freshman Paul Zlomer is really impressive to me. And even though I think Mark Gainforth is as good a coach as you're going to find around here, I'll pick Lakers to win it. Ubley Lakers in the final, and I do also like Ubley.
All right, so we'll see there. And the other games that we got going on, of course, Reese is the only other one in the Greater Sum, and they play Montrose Hill. They should move on out of that one. New Lothrop, again, should beat Saginaw Arts Science. That's a given. Saginaw Valley Lutheran Men's playing Genesee. That's pretty much a given. But when you get into the next round, here comes the key. Saginaw Buena Vista will probably face up against Saginaw Valley Lutheran. No doubt in my mind, Buena Vista's 13-5, but they play independent. They got Goodman back again and a few other key players. I see Saginaw Buena Vista going all the way through there, and it'll probably end up being a showdown between Reese and New Lothrop. And then, I don't know, I'm going to take Reese coming out of there. I think Reese is going to make it up to play Buena Vista, but I think Buena Vista is going to take it off.
They win, and they're going to win easy. It'll be a big, big victory no matter who they beat in the finals. Buena Vista will walk away with that district.
And unfortunately, the winner of that one matches up with the winner from the Harbor Beach district, which is going to be Ubley. And Ubley playing Buena Vista, it's going to be an interesting game, but I think Goodwin's going to put on a great big show. And that winner will be played over at Reese. The regionals will be at Reese, which will be one advantage, but for the Ubley Bearcats if they do make it to there. So looking at that, that wraps it up. I do have a final for you. Bay City All Saints 45, Michigan Lutheran Seminary 33. And the one we've been waiting for, Brett, Brown City pulls it off, 41, Vassar 36. So with that, Vassar moves on to be playing Tuesday night. We will be bringing you the game from the Bay City All Saints. We're not sure whether it'll be Owen Gage or North Huron that we'll be following, but Brent, you'll join me then. So we look forward to seeing some of the Class D girls games over at Bay City All Saints. I don't have a start time yet, but we'll hope you'll join us for that one. We also hope you'll join us on Monday night. There'll be myself and Mary Lee Schock bringing you the first round district in Cassidy, where the Ugly Bearcats take on the Cassidy Boys in the first round of the Class C Boys District Tournament. Again, thanks to our sponsors. Again, thanks to you, Brent. Have a great weekend. And to our folks out there, enjoy the weekend. There's lots of games on, and I'm sure there's a game you're going to be interested in. Michigan, Michigan State. Who's going to win it, and what's the score?
Well, I'm going to pick to win it because I'm a diehard Wolverine fan, but I'm having Mark and Drew Brining over tomorrow to have a little rivalry matchup, 2 o'clock, Michigan, Michigan State. I'm going to pick Michigan to win by 6.
You know, I love them both, and you know how I am. I root for both teams, but blue is always my little bit favorite color, and I like that blue and gold, and I'm going with you. Michigan's winning and going to the big dance, and Michigan State's staying home, and they get to kiss the center circle like they did a little bit the other night when they play in the NIT tournament.
Nothing would make me happier, Stu.
All right, good night to our folks. Thanks to Nikki and Derek in the studio, and we'll turn it back over to them. Have a great night.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a Fast-Track prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. Fast-Track prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. A great phone and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Would you like to be so close to the action that you see the players sweat? So close you can hear them call the next play? You can. There's always a need for new high school officials in all sports. It's a great way to get back in the game, give back to the game, and be a part of our young people's educational experience. Getting involved is easy. Go online to MHSAA.com to register. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
If you think now that you're using